Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? As you can tell, that's not JP Finley's voice. That's Toby Altizer's voice alongside Linnell Willingham filling in for the guys today. B. Mitch and Finley off for the day. So you got me and Linnell, the two youngest in charge?
Woo!
Is that what it is, the two youngest in charge?
Well, I've caught a lot of scrapnel recently.
Scrapnel?
Shrapnel, whatever the word is. It's early. How do you say it? Is it
shrapnel?
Shrapnel.
Well, I'm in JP's chair. So.
Scrapnel is kind of how Fred Smoot would say it, I feel like.
Damn, Fred catches
scrapnel.
Fred see, catches trays
to start the show? No, I've been, because we've been kind of like role reversing, I've been doing your job on Grant Danny, and Danny zings me every time he gets the chance to about, oh, it's the youngest in charge. He's not actually the youngest, but.
Oh, yeah.
Claims he is. Good morning, Toby. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, man. It's going to be a fun show. We got plenty planned. We got to recap the Caps. We'll get to that in just a second. Got plenty of NFL topics as well. We'll get to ask me and Linnell anything at 1 o'clock, which could
wait.
Be interesting.
Can and we'll get to ask each other questions?
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
We'll talk a little Nats, I'm sure, at some point, and we'll get into the Commanders coming up at noon. But got to start on the ice last night. Disappointing end of the season for the guys with the Capitals. You know, I think Logan Thompson has been spectacular pretty much all year. These last three games have been rough, and especially last night. Yeah. You know, I was listening to Brent Johnson on with the Junks this morning, and, you know, it's tough because there's a couple of goals in there that you probably don't want to give up and you shouldn't give up, but he gives up a couple, and this offense had struggled against Carolina this entire series. And so when your goaltender's not hot, especially down the stretch of this series, and you're not scoring goals, you're in for a world of hurt, especially for a team that was kind of dominating play for a majority of the series like the Carolina Hurricanes were. But I think, you know, this is one of those times for me when you look at a team, it reminded me kind of how the Commanders were when they were going in, where, you know, they felt like they were kind of punching above their class all year. And so when you lose in the playoffs, it's disappointing. But when you take time in like a couple of weeks and reflect, it was still a special season.
So if I'm allowed to do this, and I know it's still fresh and raw, it's almost like we just took the Band-Aid off because the season ended last night. Big picture, like, they're the one seed in the Eastern Conference, Toby.
Yeah.
And they got bounced in the second round.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a disappointment.
Sure. It is. It definitely is.
And the way that they went out, I think, is, first of all, stylistically, this was not the most favorable matchup for them. I think it was very evident from the start of this series. Carolina just a faster, more athletic team, and it showed throughout this series. So I wonder how they regroup moving forward. I think you mentioned it. Logan Thompson was not great the last couple of games of this series, but I think moving forward, like in terms of the offseason, like there should be a lot of optimism for this team. They were really active this past offseason. I think, you know, the salary cap's going to go up again in the NHL, so they should have the opportunity once again to go out and make some moves to improve the roster. We know Alex Ovechkin's coming back. I think that conversation needs to be had about what is Alex Ovechkin's role going to be? Because in this series, and I know this is kind of what he has been known for, and he's older, But remember all the hubbub that was made when he was called a one-trick pony?
Yeah.
What was he in this series? Standing, waiting. One-trick pony.
Well, and he struggled so much because this is just a faster team. This is someone that's going to get up and down, and they're going to make you defend, and they're going to try to basically be in your D zone the entire time. And that's what the Capitals were, and that's not Ovi's specialty, and especially at this point in his career when, you know, he's an older guy and you don't want him on the ice trying to defend the entire time. He's never been the best defender, but especially at this point in his career, and I think he's a better defender than throughout his career than what he is right now just because of the fact that he can't be giving his all on every single shift, especially in the D zone. So it was just a tough matchup for him. Yeah. I think this Capitals season is going to be a memorable one. Obviously, we're going to remember a lot of the moments from this because Alex Ovechkin breaks the record after breaking his leg, remember? I mean, that's something that
special.
We thought might not even happen this year because of the fact that he broke his leg. He was off to such a torrid pace to open the year. Then he broke his leg, and then he comes back, and he's still on a great pace and ends up breaking the record. So that was special. And seeing this team, again, I don't know that right now is the best time for it because you're right. They were the top seed in the Eastern Conference. The way that they went out against Carolina, where Carolina really dominated the series, you know, they went in five games. I mean, that's domination. That's a gentleman's sweep.
It is, especially when you think about the last three games, really the whole series, Toby. Like, what was the story of this thing? Their inability to get the puck in Carolina's defensive zone. Like, that was the problem, getting in the corners, getting good offense, puck possession, shot attempts. Like, that was the story of this entire series. And moving forward, like, if you get matched up, I think after this series, you need to get younger.
They need to get faster. Yeah, they need speed.
Like, there's a couple of things that kind of, like, stick out like a sore thumb for you. But all in all, like you said, good season. I think maybe I'm being negative Nancy here, kind of disappointing that you get bounced in five in the second round after being the one seed.
I think it can be two things. And the reason it reminds me of the Commanders is we were having this discussion when it was going to the wild card game against the Buccaneers, right? Yeah. We were having this discussion basically saying, if they lost to the Buccaneers, is it a disappointing season? And overall, no. But you won 12 games. Yeah. You have to win a playoff game then. This team, you were the one seed in the Eastern Conference. You won your first series and looked good against the Canadiens. And then you got pretty thoroughly dominated against the Hurricanes. And it wasn't a great series in terms of matchup, in terms of styles. But it's frankly disappointing when you're the top seed. But in a couple of weeks, when we kind of reflect, it's going to be something that we look back on as a fun season. Coach Carberry kind of talked about that last night, 50th anniversary season and all the stuff that went into it. And then O breaking the record, all that stuff. I thought Coach Carbs had a really good way of summing it up last night.
This 50th anniversary Caps team will go down in history, and I'll just speak for myself, is this is one of the greatest seasons that I've ever been a part of as a coach or a player, and I'll never forget this group. But I told those guys I love them, and every single one of them, what we went through as a group this year and what they accomplished and O's record and everything that went into this season, I will never forget this group. Really, really memorable year.
And I think it is, right? And you saw some of the guys that we weren't expecting take massive leaps. Like, we obviously are going to spend a lot of time thinking about Ovechkin, but you got to remember the season that Alexi Protas had.
Yeah.
You got to remember the season that Dylan Strome had. You got to remember them trading for Pierre-Luc Dubois and people saying, what the heck are they doing? And him having 66 points on the year. Tom Wilson, first ever 30-goal season. Connor McMichael took a big step forward. Jacob Chychrun went from a newly acquired defenseman to someone they locked up long term and looks like a staple of the future Capitals post Ovi era. Like, the guys that they had this year that you had some expectations for or no expectations for, frankly, for some of the guys, took big steps. And then it was encouraging seeing some of the guys down the stretch, like a Ryan Leonard. I know he didn't have the most impact in the stat sheet,
right?
But if you just watched him play, you saw the encouragement there from the young guy, and they've got some young prospects coming through the system as well that are going to be really good players. I think what this team has done a really good job of is setting themselves up to still win because they were the top seed in the Eastern Conference, like we already laid out. And whenever Ovi is done, if it's after next season, if he continues to play a little bit longer, whatever the decision is for Ovi, he can play as long as he wants. I think that they're going to, they've set themselves up to be good for a long time. So credit to this front office. It was a fun season, disappointing end though.
Yeah, I think the growth in development of some of the young pups, as you mentioned, was a big bright spot this season as well. The other part was this. They liked each other a lot. It's a good group that's got chemistry. I think Coach Carbs, you know, deserves a ton of credit, too, for, you know, getting this group to play at the level that they did and helping cultivate, you know, that relationship that was able to be formed in that locker room. You heard it each and every game. You know, it was one of the main talking points during the regular season. It's just how much these guys like each other. And it's hard because, especially when you underachieve and you really like the guys around you, it makes it sting a little bit more because you really feel like you let your guys down. But they'll be back. They'll be back. They'll have money to spend this offseason. They were active last offseason. You got some building blocks here moving forward. As you mentioned, getting Chikrin, you know, signed long term. You got Logan Thompson signed to an extension. Protus. Like, a lot to feel good about. I think the main thing, though, is adding speed this offseason. How can you do that? How can you, you know, keep pace atop the Eastern Conference? Can you replicate, you know, this year's success next year? Because let's be real. I think based off the offseason they had, they were way more active than they had been in years past. There was an expectation that they'd be better this year. I don't think anybody thought they'd get the one seed.
No, exactly right.
So they definitely outkicked their coverage if you're looking at it big picture, but you kind of are what you are, right? We were all geeked up and excited about it. You were competing with Winnipeg all year long to try to have the best record in all of hockey. So this is a good team, and they're going to have a lot of these guys coming back next year. Who do they got to re-sign? That's the one thing I was not.
Yeah, I'd have to look at their contract. One guy that has been locked up long-term is Logan Thompson. I want to hear from him in just a second. I knew there was a reason, though, why I really like Logan Thompson. So this year he was 31-6-6 as a goalie, 249 goals against average. Guess how many saves he had on the season?
How many?
106.7. 1,067.
Wow. There we go. He's our guy.
Credit to LT. LT spoke last night after the game, though. I mean, disappointing result for him, especially last couple of games. He was a little disappointed in himself, said he could have made some more saves.
Credit to Freddie Anderson. I thought he was a better goalie this series. I think I could have been better and, you know, made a couple saves, you know, in Raleigh and definitely tonight. And yeah, it sucks. It's a good team. So tip your hat to them.
You know, I felt so bad for him because he'd had a really good season. And he kind of took a step down after the Four Nations. But you saw after that goal went in with just over a minute to go, his head sank. And
maybe one of the first times we've seen him actually show visible signs of being discouraged.
And it's unfair to blame it all on one person, but you could tell that he felt it was all on him.
Yeah.
And like, look, that's a goal that can't go in, frankly. It can't.
No.
That's one that you've got to save. But it's unfair to blame it all on him, and it felt like he took it all on his shoulders. But LT, if you're listening, we appreciate you, man.
100%. This is the thing, right? And it's hard when you do not play your best in the biggest moments. He was a rock star all year long.
Absolutely.
Like one of the best four or five goalies in all of the NHL this year. And this series was rough for him. The ironic part in the Montreal series, think about it, comes back, he was banged up, ended up being awesome. So it's tough. He is one of the, we talk about bright spots moving forward, he is definitely one of them for sure.
Well, and he was the X factor in the series for me because you knew that Carolina, the way that they were going to play, they were going to throw a lot of shots on the net. They were going to do the thing that they do where they're going to just shoot the puck a lot and see what happens.
Yeah.
And the factor that kind of evened things out for me was if Washington had the hotter goaltender. And look, I think Freddie Anderson was good in this series. There's no doubt about it.
Very volatile, though,
they also,
traditionally.
Yeah, they also didn't test him enough.
No, Logan, not enough shot attempts.
Logan Thompson was thoroughly tested the entire series. Yeah. Even shots that weren't getting to the net. You know, he's just constantly on guard because they were always in the zone. So it was just a tough series. And to your point earlier about getting some more speed, I think this Capitals team matched up well with just about everybody.
But
except Carolina.
Totally.
And so I think what they need to do is they need to add some speed. They need to add some stuff specifically to stop Carolina. Even if they trotted out just about the same roster that they had this year, which they will for the most part, they can make a couple additions. I think those couple additions have to be thought towards how do we beat Carolina? Because if you get the same sort of play from a majority of your guys, you're going to be in a similar type spot, but you have to be able to beat Carolina where you just look thoroughly dominated, even though you were one of the best teams in hockey all year.
So one of the free agents is Anthony Bovilla, who they acquired near the deadline. So he is actually a free agent heading into this offseason. He was pretty good for them down the stretch.
Bovey was awesome, man.
So That's a guy you got to worry about locking up long term. But yeah, to your point, it's, and I hate that we always bring everything back to football, but damn it, it's King. It's like Washington trying to, this offseason was about how can you, one, maximize Jaden Daniels, but how can you beat Philly? I think if you're the Caps, you're looking at Carolina as like the blueprint. Yeah, they weren't the best team during the regular season, but they closed out the season really strong, and they've got the blueprint as to how you want to play in today's day and age in hockey. They've got speed. They've got size. They're physical. That's the other thing that kind of disappointed me a little bit about this series. Think about all of the hubbub leading up to this thing about the regular season matchups between these two teams and what happened to Connor McMichael. There was all this talk about how physical this series was going to be. If you're looking at it from a physicality standpoint, one, Washington should be embarrassed. They got punked, it felt like, essentially, yeah, in this series. Carolina was the big bad wolf, so to speak. They consistently blew our house down. That sounded weird. It felt weird to say. I'll be real. But, yeah, like, that was the one thing I was kind of disappointed in. I wanted to see them, you know, show you some more toughness, more some more grit.
And it just, it never manifested that way. It was disappointing from that sense because if you just watched this series and didn't know any history, you wouldn't know that these two teams hate, all yeah. caps, hate each other, and you'd yet
think,
they do.
You'd think Carolina was the number one seed if you took the yeah. the seeds off of yeah. the way they played. So
800-636-1067. You want to hop in again, 800-636-1067. The Capitals season ends in disappointing fashion as they fall to the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1. You want to hop in? We'll get to some of your phone calls here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to hear from Ovi real quick. Ovi said, you know, he didn't feel like the team played that bad. And really, they probably didn't play as bad as it looked. The styles kind of make it look like they yeah. were thoroughly outplayed. But, you know, when you lose in five games, it's tough to say you played well. Here's Ovi after the game, though.
I don't feel like we played bad hockey in Carolina. You know, first period, we have first 10 minutes, we have so many chances to get a lead and turn this game in our way, but, you know, we didn't. And obviously, it's a tough, but, you know, that experience that we have this year will help for the future 100%.
Yeah, and I think that experience is going to be big. I think last year's experience, you know, frankly, I think when you watch last season into this season, I think part of the reason that this team was so fueled, especially early on, and especially that guy right there, the grade 8 early on, because remember, last season, early on in the season, you're like, this doesn't look like Ovi. Like, is he going to get to that record? And then second half of the year, he kind of got into shape and was rolling. This year, that wasn't the case when he rolled in. And I think a big motivator for this ball club or this hockey club going into the year was what happened against the New York Rangers in the playoffs last year. I think for these guys now, having tasted it and been, hey, we're the best team in the Eastern Conference, and then you get, like you said, punked by Carolina, I think it's going to be motivating for these guys to go into an offseason where you're like, we can beat the Montreals, right. We can beat some, but we want to win a Stanley Cup again. We have to beat these top dogs. I think this series and losing in five games is going to motivate everybody to come back next year even better.
For sure, and I know the pressure was really in the opening series, right? Think about it. You had won a postseason series since the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
So I thought it was big that they were able to get past Montreal. Overall in this series, I am disappointed in how they went out. It just felt like it was a thorough ass-kicking throughout this entire series. I know, what was it, game 4 or game 3, where it kind of felt like if they would have had some better puck luck, then maybe you could have been up 2-3-0 in that opening period.
It's even hard to say that the luck didn't go their way because Carolina was hitting posts the entire series.
Yeah, very true.
So like, I don't know that either team got exceptionally lucky. I think that Carolina just played that much better to win in five.
If you would have told me, though, going into this, that Freddie Anderson would have outplayed Logan Thompson, I would have said you were nuts.
Correct.
And that to me was probably the other big difference in this thing, too.
Yeah, that was, to me, the key to the series. When Logan Thompson started playing a little more poorly, suddenly, because remember, game one, they were thoroughly outplayed, and that was a dominant game, and they won by one in overtime, right? Like, and that's because Logan Thompson played so well. The final three games of the series, LT wasn't the same guy anymore, and it showed. And unfortunately, you lose in five games. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in? We'll continue talking about the Capitals as their season ends. How did you feel about the season? How disappointing was this series? Also want to get into the NBA playoffs last night.
Oh, yeah. What a night.
We had a great game 6 between the Nuggets and the Thunder. We'll get into that as well. Plenty more to come. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On the fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP. Linnell in for B. Mitch today. You want to tweet at us at Toby underscore Altizer at NELL underscore BTP. Maybe instead of the youngest in charge, we're the underscore brothers.
You know, I got a lot of, what was the word I tried to hit off the top? Shrapnel. There we go.
Yeah, shrapnel.
I thought it was shrapnel.
It is shrapnel.
I caught a lot of shrapnel for my underscore and my at name as well. But I was actually saying it to Mullins while we were getting ready for the show. I see you cracked 2,000 followers on the X app, pal. Congratulations.
I appreciate
man.
That. Yeah, actually, I looked up because I tried to change mine. The reason there's an underscore in my name is apparently at Toby Altizer is suspended. I don't know what I
What'd
did.
What'd you do? Yeah.
I don't know that I did anything. And
using
I have no idea.
Curse words.
Yeah, I'm sure it was me doing all that. I don't know who was using at Toby Altizer because I don't think anyone shares my name and was somehow got suspended. So that's why there's an underscore in mine. Either way, if you want to tweet
he
at
thought
us,
he was tweeting from his burner and it was his actual account.
Yeah. That's a little Jeff Too Funny action right there, if I've heard any at all. Last night.
Heard he wasn't so funny.
Sam Hartman.
And you're not so young.
Yeah, it's true.
Brian, don't laugh. Corporate Brian walked in with his polo on. He's now. It's like when he gets in studio, it's like he like dresses down almost.
Well, and it's, you know, he was not in his prime form because he hadn't had this coffee at like 9:55
this
morning.
Yeah, first of all, anybody in the chat, anybody that's listening, if you're a coffee drinker out there, what am I missing? Never had it before. I've always said that the first time I had coffee, it would be on TV or now we stream on stream. So
there you go. Get some coffee. We got coffee in the break room.
Is that maybe that could happen at 1:45? Will I break my coffee virginity today?
I have no idea.
We just had a nice fancy meeting yesterday about some good.
Social media stuff. I generally try not to drink coffee during a show, so that way I don't have to make a run during the show.
Yeah, that's the one thing I heard. I already don't have problems. So let's just say the coffee would really spice things up. We do got some calls, though, on the Washington Capitals. You can get at us at 1-800-636-1067. Patrick is in Orange. Wants to chime in.
What's up, Patrick?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
doing all right. Hey, there's a lot to be happy about. It's easy to look at this and go, oh, we didn't win the cup. But let's think back to at the beginning of the year, no one really expected this team to do what it did as far as getting as many wins as we did or win a playoff series. And then let's not forget Alex Ovechkin broke a record that will probably stand for another 30 or 40 years.
Hopefully,
I mean,
forever.
There's a lot to be thankful for. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a career record. This is right up there with Jerry Rice.
I think it's going to be probably never broken. I think it goes up on, like, with Emmitt's rushing record and Jerry's, was it receiving yards?
Well, and especially, you know, if he has another year like this year, mm-hmm. or even a little less, if he scores 30 goals and he eclipses the 900 mark, I think Austin Matthews is still technically on pace that he could potentially do it. But
would he have to play? How old is Ovi? 40?
You have to stay healthy for so long to be able to play at that level for so long, and that's what makes these sorts of records so hard is, yeah, you might be on pace in your 20s. Are you going to be on pace throughout your 30s?
So.
He's currently 39, by the way. Geez, he'll be 40 going into next year.
That's tough. See, I'm seeing all the comments about coffee. People are saying it's like a laxative. I don't have those type of problems. I actually have the reverse. I actually need something.
Well, there you go. There's your natural diuretic, as we call it.
I need to lay off the fiber.
Did you see Sam Hartman at the game last night?
Sam Hartman is first team all vibes.
Absolutely.
If that's the best way to describe him. I don't know how well he throws a football.
He doesn't. I like Sam. He does not throw it well.
No, he doesn't.
At least not in drills.
Well, what was it, the Jets preseason game last year?
He looks solid.
He's nasty.
To me, he's a baller, Linnell. You throw him in drills, and he looks so average.
He's got some Heineke to him.
But exactly.
I know that's going to make people go, whoa.
Well, we have a better quarterback now, so it really doesn't matter about the Heineke hive. They can all go away. We have Jaden Daniels.
Toby, while you were dominating the airwaves in Milwaukee, as I burst onto the scene here.
I don't know about dominating, but.
As I burst onto the scene here in D.C., my first claim to fame was being the leader of the Heineke hive. So my quarterback takes are not respected, it feels like, but that's okay. Because I'm going to tell her how a T.I. is, no matter what.
I mean, he kind of is like Heineke, but he was. Last night, Oshieing a beer, which we all know what the Oshie is, and I saw T.J. Oshie was in attendance sitting with Ryan Zimmerman at the game last night on the glass. I think T.J. Oshie really enjoyed seeing someone take up his trick. I saw a couple of the Wiz guys were at the game. I saw Jordan Poole was there. Keyshawn, I think Bilal was there
as
well.
That means the guys, you know what that means? That means the guys are in town right now, which means they're working out and getting better.
I love it, and I saw Josh Connerly was over there with Sam Hartman and the boys, so... Right. Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch a win, but always an electric atmosphere at Capital One.
100%. Could you imagine the big fella Connerly on skates? Good God almighty.
Well, and something, too, that I would love to ask. Maybe I'll have to ask one of the Nats, because there have been a couple that were at some of these games. I know Jake Irvin went to a couple of them. They had, like, the whole crew out to, I think it was game two.
Mm-hmm.
They went to, McKenzie and Jake Irvin were sitting on the glass for one of the Canadiens games. I want to ask them... Seeing that environment, how much does that motivate you to get your own home playoff game? Right? Like, I mean, think about how electric it is. Think about what it was like in 2019 with the Nationals at Nationals Park. It hadn't been like that since. Part of that is 2020, they didn't get to celebrate at all. And so after that, they were already a poor, like a pretty bad baseball team going into 21. And so you never got the rocking crowd from 2019 ever again. And... For the Commanders, they haven't had a home playoff game in a little bit.
No, it's been a long bit.
Especially with a...
Crowd.
Well, especially with a dude like Jaden Daniels, where you're not going in as the... you know, I mean, the last home playoff game was, what, that Buccaneers game, right, Tom Brady? We all knew they weren't winning.
Dude, when he dove for that damn pylon. I mean, seriously, like, you made a believer out of me.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's got to motivate these guys. And Lord knows, the Wiz have not had... a playoff series where they felt good going into it in a while.
It reminds me, the last time they were in the playoffs, what was it, Justin Kutcher? Was that the play-by-play announcer? And whenever Rui scored, he'd go, Konnichiwa! It was the worst bit ever. Awful. Real quick, we had a Caps tweet from our guy, IMG_willing. Is he related to me? Anyway, said, just digging around on Puckopedia. So that's interesting. Cap space is just under $9 million. Backstrom and Oshie off the books. Key re-sign would be Bevilier. That $9 million in cap space can be used to the max because the 2026-27 season gets even better because John Carlson and Ovi are off the books and others, and you'll have nearly $47 million in cap space.
They're set up perfectly.
So they're in a good spot.
They're set up perfectly for the future. They can spend some money this offseason to improve the team. And going forward, whenever Ovi is done, I mean, you've got guys like McMichael, Ryan Leonard, Jacob Chychrun, both your goaltenders under contract. They're set up well to go into the post-Ovi era, which I don't know that we would have said even just a year ago.
I know. Yeah, which is the start of this season.
Yeah.
But let's go to Deacon, D.C. What's going on, Deacon?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. Yeah, I don't think that we just got outplayed last night. We had a bad night, but we're a good team. We still got one of the top goalies in the game. Y'all know what he went through toward the end of the season when he got sick or hurt or whatever, but he still came back and played through. And on top of all of that, look, we've got the greatest one, Ovi, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something. Appreciate the phone call. I think that's something that maybe we discounted a little bit was some of the injuries coming into the playoffs. Logan Thompson, I think, got back to his form. So I'm not as worried about LT. I think he got back to it and then kind of struggled down the stretch here. But Alexi Protas was not the same Alexi Protas. He got better as the time went on, but it wasn't the same Alexi Protas that we saw a majority of the season.
Yeah.
And then not having Martin Ferravari was huge defensively, especially this kind of series where you were spending so much time in your own D zone. Like, there was a lot that they needed to have defensively, and not having one of your better defenders out there was huge. So I think injuries played a role, but you know, they were just the better team this series, and it wasn't particularly close, and it sucks to see the season end that way.
It does, but at least you got the record.
Yeah.
That's what we really cared about this year, I think.
Well,
even
and you
before,
wanted the cup with it, and I think, you know, the main thing is, I think when we look back on this season 5-10 years from now, I think we're still going to remember it favorably because they at least won a playoff series.
Yeah.
If they would have lost the Canadiens, it would have been a totally different story. But losing to a good Carolina team, everybody always talks about, you know, I'm not the diehard hockey fan that some of the guys around here are, but everyone always talks about how fluky the NHL playoffs can be. And
it's been a wild NHL playoffs.
You understand how difficult it is to win a Stanley Cup. We saw how difficult it was for years, and they finally broke through in 2018, and how many things have to go your way to win. They got thoroughly outplayed by the Carolina Hurricanes. There's no question about it. But I think because they won a playoff series, because of how special this season one was, because so many guys took steps forward, played incredibly well, and on top of that, maybe the crown jewel was the fact that Ovi broke the record in a season where it wasn't where he just skated by and scored 5 goals, right? Like, he dominated this season. Would have been right up there to win the Rocket Richard with most goals in the league if he would have been healthy all year. So it was a great season overall, just a disappointing finish.
Better luck next year. That's really where it is. Put a bow on the season. I'm glad we get to transition into the offseason for the NHL because the NBA playoffs in full swing, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, let's talk about those NBA playoffs. A really exciting game 6 last night. We're going to a game 7 with OKC and Denver. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
The fan. P. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham in for the guys today.
Way to hit the post, Topes.
I tell you what, man. These NBA playoffs have been really, really good, and the best series of the playoffs has been Nuggets and Thunder. It's been so good.
Ironically enough.
Last night, 119-107, the Nuggets win in Game 6 to send it to in Game 7 coming up on Sunday. This has been so much fun because you have probably the top two MVP candidates. I think it could go to either. It's probably going to go to SGA, but it could go to either one. And the Nuggets just have that championship DNA still. Like it shows up from time to time. The Thunder are the better overall team. But when you've got probably the best player in the world, even though he might not win MVP this year, Nikola Jokic, it's just such a good series, back and forth, and all these games feel like they're close. It's been a blast to watch this one.
Yeah, last night, playoff mall, man. That's what I'm now calling him. Jamal Murray is – we talk about playoff Jimmy. Playoff Jamal Murray is a whole different beast as well. He was sick heading into last night and had 25. Was really good in the fourth quarter. The big difference last night, though, and this is the benefit of having a home playoff game, and obviously they don't have home court advantage. Game 7 will be played in OKC, so we'll see if these guys can step up. But Julian Strother and Christian Braun shooting the way that they did. You know, Christian Braun knocking down 3 threes, Strother knocked down 3 threes off the bench. And when you think about why Mike Malone and their GM got fired, apparently it was over these young guys being in the rotation. Jalen Pickett, Julian Strother, Peyton Watson. They've been pretty damn good during the postseason. And the guy that there was some, you know, controversy surrounding, Russell Westbrook, he's been good as well. So, like, they've shocked me that they're playing this well. I think they're better than OKC just from a pure matchup standpoint. But Nikola Jokic is going to have to play out of his mind coming up in Game 7. He was really, really good in Game 5, and they lost. You know, so that's because SGA and Lou Dort went Kanye crazy in the fourth quarter, but
I don't know how they lost that game after Jokic hits that stupid fallaway three.
Yeah. Dort.
Usually when that stuff happens, that team goes on to win. But after that point, the Nuggets got thoroughly dominated down the stretch of that game. For them to come back and win last night, a Game 7 in OKC, it's going to be electric. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But to your point about Jamal Murray, he averages 18 points a game for his career in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's averaging 23.9.
There we go.
Like, he's almost 6 points better in the playoffs. He's been such a difference maker throughout his career in the playoffs, especially on their championship run. But, you know, I think whoever comes out of the West is going to be the favorite to win, especially now that the Celtics are not going to have Jason Tatum, even if they find a way to win this series against the Knicks, which tonight's a closeout game for the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, potentially. Game 6, they have to win this one. Don't even give them life to go back to the Boston Garden.
Who cares about
TD Garden?
The Knicks are a joke.
Well,
Knicks are an absolute. The fact that Boston couldn't hit the wide side of a barn in the first two games, and they were down 20 plus points, they should be embarrassed. They're treating Jalen Brunson like he's damn 0-1 Allen Iverson, the most uninspiring, uncreative offense you'll ever see in the NBA. It's almost like you don't have one of the most skilled bigs of all time.
I mean, that's a Tom Thibodeau offense.
Yeah, I mean, Tibbs is
great defensive coach. But, I mean, how great defensively are you when the Celtics are just missing shots?
It's wide open shots at that, Toby.
It's one thing if you're forcing the misses. They're not forcing the misses.
Yeah,
Boston's just not knocking them down. Now, to me, at some point you have to adjust. And you saw that a little bit in their last game where Boston started just getting to the hole with some of their talented players. Jaylen Brown has to really step up now that Tatum's down. And that's the thing, is we kind of all wrote Boston off as soon as Tatum goes down. And Tatum's a good player. There's no question about it. Jaylen Brown won Finals MVP last year.
Correct.
Like they still got a dog on that team.
It's still a good team. I thought they would win. I thought they would win game five. I use this in the NFL. Whenever a coach gets fired, I normally pick their team to win next week.
It's called a little bump.
Wounded Warrior Theory is what we call it. But the fact that New York, I think in this series, I got to go look at FanDuel. Because I thought, I was listening to Nick Wright yesterday. I think he was saying that the Celtics are still favored in the series.
Yeah, likely. I mean, they're going to be favored in every game. I'm sure they're favored tonight.
So New York's 2.5-point favorites tonight. If the Knicks don't close this series out and win this series after Tatum goes down, Porzingis hasn't been there most of the series. Jrue Holiday has been, you know, largely ineffective. If they lose tonight, I mean, I know Tom Thibodeau stinks as a coach, but maybe you fire him. What does Tom Thibodeau bring to the table?
You have to win this one. I don't know that I'm making
a coaching change?
Drastic changes.
I'm just asking.
But something has to happen because you cannot lose a series in which the other team loses their best player and you're up already 3-1. You can't have that happen.
So here's the thing about Tom Thibodeau, right? He is a defensive-minded head coach. Like, that is what he's known for, is his defensive tactics, defensive strategy.
I don't even know if he knows anything about offense.
Nothing. He's a dinosaur. When you have Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, and OG Anunoby, three of the best wing defenders in basketball, how much impact is Tom Thibodeau really having on the defense? And this is one of the worst Tom Thibodeau-led defenses that we've seen. Like, the Knicks don't even defend well.
No.
So I am totally uninspired by them. It gets me frustrated because, one, I hate New York fans. I hate New York fans in every sport. They're snobby. They're obnoxious. They have this I'm better than you syndrome going on. We were talking about Greg Giannotti earlier. I'm not even going to bring that to the air. But I can't stand them. What I do love, though, and what I have learned in this series, Jalen Brunson is probably the most underrated star in the NBA. There's nobody at the guard position that keeps their dribble alive better than him, that's as crafty as he is. He just makes big-time shots, game in, game out. And because he's built like a thumb, I feel like he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. And someone in the chat's trying to come for me because I call Cat one of the – and that's not what I said, by the way, Scotty G. You can't even quote me correct. I said he's one of the most skilled big men in NBA history, talking about Karl Anthony Towns. And he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's opened my eyes the last couple of seasons because I thought he was a loser. I thought he was a good basketball player. I thought he was a loser when it came to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I thought with the T-Wolves, they did a good job, specifically Anthony Edwards. That's why I really, really like him.
Yeah.
I think he's got that dog mentality that can get other dudes to buy in. I think he was able to do that with him in Minnesota. He's carried that over into New York. I think he's been really good. I think the most disappointing team in the playoffs, though, has to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. What the heck happened?
That's tough.
I know there were injuries. I get all that.
Yeah.
You got destroyed by the Pacers. Like, does anybody give the Pacers a shot against whoever wins this Knicks-Celtics series?
I do.
I
don't respect
the
Knicks.
Not, of course you do. Tyrese Halliburton,
Halliburton.
He's not that good.
What the hell?
Hold on. All I'm saying is, ever since they rated him the most overrated player,
he's done nothing but cook.
Exactly.
He's a good player.
Let's talk real baller now.
Let's talk hoop.
Whoever wins out of the West is winning the NBA Finals.
Hold on, Jeff. Because you know the last time I was on here.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Free Giannis.
No.
Free Giannis.
Nope.
That's crazy. What were we talking about the last time we were together on this very show? I think it was two Fridays
Thunder
ago.
Thunder Nuggets is going to be great game seven tomorrow or on Sunday. I think that's going to be a fun one.
I've never seen you tap dance like that.
I think whoever wins the West is going to win this thing. I think whoever wins the... And also, by the way,
yeah,
this is where... I know we're going a little long here. The NBA frustrates me. Why does every good player have to play in the West? Because, by the way, Cooper Flagg is going to the West because you wanted to gift a 1.8% chance.
The NBA is a make-believe entertainment
Dylan
show.
Dylan Harper is going to go to the West to go play with Victor Wembanyama. And we get who? Who? Why do they act like D.C. just sucks? Like, give us a guy for once, please.
While you're on it, this is a good way to drop the mic. For all of you out there begging, thirsting, salivating over Derek Queen coming to Washington, stop. Stop it. You know the number one question is among scouts with Derek Queen? His motor. Defense. If you're trying to be a defensive-minded team, and that's all they tell you every time you put a microphone in front of them, don't draft a guy that can't guard.
If you were drafting right now, assuming, let's take the top four guys out, including Edgecombe, right? Mm-hmm. Ace Bailey, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, and VJ Edgecombe. Assuming that, I know they're picking six. There's going to be one more guy taken. Who would you take right now?
He's probably not going to be there. I'd probably take Trey Johnson out of Texas. He's like Devin Booker.
That's who Jonathan Givony had in his first mock.
I just don't know if he's going
to
be there.
You know who's intriguing to me? He has no offensive game. But it would make an intriguing defensive duo.
See, that's why you're my guy.
Come on, Maluwach.
That's the pick.
Good luck scoring with Sar and Maluwach in the middle.
And think about it, right? They keep talking about, well, we want to create this defensive identity. You have the chance, if you draft Maluwach, to have one of the best front courts in basketball defensively. You've been one of the worst rebounding teams over the past three seasons. Why not add? He has no offense. You're right. But you can develop it.
Well, and
he's got
works,
a runway
it
here
works
in D.C.
too, because he plays inside, and Sar likes to play on the outside.
Exactly.
And you've got Twin Towers in there.
I would do it. That would be my pick if it's not Trey Johnson.
Because I like Con Knipple. I think he's really skilled, but he's not athletic enough for me at the NBA level.
He's like a great value Austin Reeves, is how I would describe
it. I think it was Hollinger we had on earlier in the week.
He's not Corey Kispert.
He said he's a little bit better Corey, or he's a better Corey Kispert. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that's why I would say, like, great value Austin Reeves. But Austin Reeves dribble like he from the projects, brother. I don't, if you've seen the handle on that, brother. Good God.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we get into the NFL. What are the top 10 NFL primetime games this season? The Commanders are in a couple of them. We'll talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.